As thousands of students across Ireland prepare to sit their Leaving Cert exams next week, stress and anxiety levels are rising in homes and classrooms nationwide. From the pressure of points and expectations to managing nerves in the exam hall, this can be one of the most challenging periods in anyone's life. Career guidance teacher and life coach Evelyn Cairns joins us now to share some practical advice for students on staying calm under pressure, coping with stress and keeping perspective during exam season, as well as how parents, family and friends can best support them in the weeks ahead. Evelyn, welcome to the show. Many students, they're on study week now ahead of the exams next week. How can students stay calm in the days leading up to exams, if such a thing is achievable?
Well, that's a good point. Is such a thing achievable? Because there'll be so many students out there, and the majority of them, the teachers, parents, family, the whole lot, everyone will be so stressed and the nerves and all of that at this point. So trying to keep calm, I suppose my biggest thing would be to treat yourself like an Olympic athlete. Okay, so like things, the simple, the basics, the things that we know and we hear all the time. And like, I know if any Leaving Cert that's listening now will probably be eye rolling already, you know, but it is things like hydration, like drinking enough water, you know, getting enough sleep. Like, I know that the temptation to stay up and to cram or get up really early and cram and get as much in as you possibly can, that's a huge temptation for so many students. But really, the studies are there. The science backs it. The sleep is the most important thing. Like, it improves your memory, your performance. So that's key. Hydration, sleeping, nutrition. You know, it's very easy to reach for the sugary things and, you know, the things that can, the quick fix and all of that. But that is important, you know, getting outside for some exercise. Enjoying a bit of sunshine. You'll feel definitely in this week, but they can feel very hard done by this Leaving Cert weather that we get every single year, the sacrifices that they have to make. But just allowing yourself to enjoy some of the weather, you know. So the basics, the fresh air, a bit of movement, the sleep, nutrition, and taking regular breaks, like rest. Rest can be, and I know that's in the height of it, it can be very hard to give up some of your time to actually rest in, but you will feel the benefits. But a huge thing I come back to is the thinking and the mindset. So that catastrophic thinking of, oh God, my life is over if I fail this exam or if I don't get the points. And it's to catch yourself in that. And that's a huge thing when it comes to calming the mind and, you know, reducing the stress this week and into the next couple of weeks. But it's that noticing and being aware of your thoughts and just trying to catch that and bring it back to something else. So, you know, you might have a thought, and this comes up so often for students, oh, if I fail this, my life is over. And it's absolutely not. This is just one pathway, you know. And I know we all say this all the time. We hear it every year. We tell our students or, you know, our young people. But there's so many pathways to success now. The CAO and the Leaving Cert is not the only route. I know that doesn't give much consolation if you're facing into exams at the moment, but it is, you know, the basics, reminding yourself this isn't the be-all and end-all, and doing your best now with the time that you have. You can't get everything done now, so it's trying to prioritise doing things that make you feel good, that help you to let off a bit of steam, whatever that is.
I think that is the most well-rounded answer anyone has ever given to that question. I wish I'd heard that myself in such a concise amount of time when I was a Leaving Cert. You hit all the nails on the head there.
But I know, I work with Leaving Certs every year. Yeah. And like, you know, I obviously did my Leaving Cert myself. Do you know?
So you've been there. You've got the personal experience, no more than the rest of us. And even the fact that you have very much said, look, this is, it sounds like simple advice, but it's really difficult when you're in the thick of it. And we've been there, and I know that even the stress, you're thinking to yourself, but I'm still so stressed about points or this or that or the other. And even if you're aware that there are so many other avenues, there are still people that still really want something specific. What advice would you have for students that are feeling a bit overwhelmed by the points pressure at the minute because they really think that they want something specific?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And, you know, I work with adults in my coaching business as well, of all ages. And oftentimes they'll come back to me and they'll say, you know, what I thought I wanted at 18, what I thought I wanted at 19 really wasn't it. And we coach around that then. And the majority of the time, people don't regret what pathway they chose or what they fell into, whether they got the points for what they wanted, whether they were forced to do something else, or maybe they weren't sure what they wanted to do and they fell into something and it ended up being the best thing that they ever did. But it's all learning, it's all feedback, it's all experience, and you just can't beat that experience, and it's always looking at the lessons. So for the student who's thinking, you know, this is the one thing that I want, absolutely, like, it is brilliant to have a goal, you know, it is brilliant to have a goal and have a marker and, you know where you want to go. But definitely, you know, thinking about what are the other options, like, there's more than whatever that I'm speaking directly to the student who has one specific course in mind, there's definitely other pathways to get to that. And I know it can be very overwhelming because there's lots of different pathways, but at this point in time, with the time and the resources that you have, it's just focusing on one thing at a time. So try and pare it back to one exam at a time, one day at a time, 1 hour at a time, and just take it step by step. There's that great say, I think I say this all the time, but, you know, it's how do you eat an elephant? My own career guidance teacher said this to me years and years ago, but how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? So it's just one step at a time. So get through the exams and then you can relook at the CAO then if you wish.
Yeah, when you have that little bit of time afterwards, and also when you move beyond it and you have a bit more perspective, I think, when you're out of the thick of it. During the exams themselves, how can people focus on bouncing back or like picking themselves up again if they feel like they've had a bad exam, particularly if it's one maybe they thought that was going to go really well? Or I know people stereotypically worry a lot about their maths exams. How can they kind of pick themselves up and refocus on piece by piece of the elephant, not entire elephant in one go?
And that can happen, like the stress of everything, the lack of sleep, you know, there's no doubt about it. This is such a stressful time. This is the biggest exam and experience that students will have, you know, so there's no doubt about it. You can draw a blank. You can feel quite stressed in the middle of an exam or trying to bounce back, obviously, as you said, which can be hard because you might only have 2 hours in between exams where you need to brush yourself off and get into the next one. So it could be between questions, it could be between exams. And the best thing to do, and I love this, so have the timetable printed and have it somewhere in your room on the wall. And at the end of each exam, you cross out that day, you cross out that exam as if that's that ticked, that's that done. So it's the physical act of like, right, that's crossed off now, and you move on to the next thing. Sometimes it can be doing things like, I know students, they will roll their eyes at the breath work, but taking a couple of deep breaths. There's a box breathing one, you know, I'm a huge fan of that one, where you're counting to four, you breathe in through your nose to the count of four, hold to the count of four, breathe out to the count of four and hold. And you do a couple of rounds of that, but it does two things. It calms the mind and it calms the obviously the nervous system. Okay, so that's a great one in between questions. So if you draw a blank in the middle of an exam, or there's been a question coming up, let's say it's in the maths or it's Macbeth question in English, and you're thinking, oh my God, or the poet that you wanted didn't come up, and you can't shake it, you know, it's just closing it down for a minute, taking a couple of deep breaths and thinking, right, what will I start with now? You know, that's practical in the actual moment. Give yourself a chance. And then in between exams, it's like, you know, sometimes it can be dancing, listening to music. It could be a bit of tapping, you know, things like that. Something that's physical, you know, that's going to help you move from one exam to the other, or one kind of mood to the other.
I think I used to find it very beneficial between exams to like watch the telly or like watch the news and kind of re-engage with the world and realise, oh my God, there is a whole world happening and this is one part of it for me and it's really important, but life is going to go on regardless. There are pathways to everything. This is just one blip in my entire existence. Family and friends wise, is there anything they should, dare I say, avoid saying during this time? Because God forbid, people mean so well, and sometimes their very well intentions can just cause maybe a little bit of unnecessary stress added to the plate of a Leaving Cert student. What should they avoid saying?
Oh, I know. And that's, I think the one thing they should avoid saying is, how much study have you done? You know, because it, depending on who it is, they could have a lot done or very little. But I think there's a lot of students, and the majority of students will feel that they haven't done enough, you know, and they absolutely have. So I think avoiding that question of how much study have you done today, you know, instead of it, like, you know, how are you getting on? How are you feeling today? Can I do anything? You know, I think that's a great one. And I actually have a great tip for parents and friends of anyone who's sitting exams, is it's just a one liner where, it's particularly for parents, you know, your young person comes home and they're stressed, or it's between exams or whatever it might be, and they're giving out, or it's the night before and you just want to help. It's in our nature to help and to fix. And of course, we can say the wrong thing. And, you know, we don't mean it. You know, the intentions are good. But there's a one-liner that might help, and it's, do you want support or solutions? Okay, so support is, I'm just here to listen. I'll be silent. I'm just here to listen and support you and be here and let you rant, you know, let you talk through it. Or do you want solutions? Do you want me to help you? And I think that will save a lot there. But definitely the, how much study have you done? You know, it might be, you know, how can I help today? How are you feeling? You know, that might be a better way to go.
That's such a lovely, simple question. And it's something that you can apply to anything in life. You know, do you want support?
Yeah,
do you want
solution? Any relationship.
Yeah, anything. And even anything that's happening. Because sometimes people do just need that space just to be, like, rant about something. And then they can sort themselves out themselves. Like, you know, and it's amazing to see people really do care. The parents and the guardians and the families and the siblings and the friends, they all care so much. And then, you know, it's great to be able to give them a tip on what to do during this time, because I even know myself, when someone in the house is in an exam year, everybody's going through it. You know,
the whole house is doing the leaving cert.
Yeah, the whole house, like, even my parents used to say that, you know, we're doing the leaving cert this time around, you know, because that's the thing. But for students that are, look, they're about to kick off into this really busy time for themselves. And I know that we have reiterated as much as we can that this does not define your pathway. Whatever happens on the day happens, and life will go on, and there will be other things that can be done if you're not happy with what the outcome is. What is one thing that you really want Leaving Cert students that are listening this evening to take away, a piece of advice that's key from you?
Oh, there's so many things I'd love to say, but if it was one thing, I would say is just to be kind to yourself. Genuinely, is to be kind to yourself. So, and like with everyone around you, they'll all mean the best and they're the best intentions in the world, but to be kind to yourself. You can only do what you can do in a day, you know, in these couple of weeks. So it's to be kind to yourself and to remember that no matter what happens, you will always find a way forward. There's lots of people to help you. There's career guidance teachers. There's life and career coaches like myself. There's lots of teachers. There's so many free supports out there and also paid supports. But there are ways forward. So if you feel stuck, or if it feels, you know, you're not sure what the way forward is, there's always a way, and there's always people that are willing and only happy to help you. So you will get through this. You've got through 100% of everything you've done so far because you're here, you know, so you absolutely will keep moving forward as well.
And do try and get out and enjoy the sunshine if you're listening. Oh my goodness. Just a little bit. It could be good just to ground yourself back into the reality of what's happening in the world right now. I think if we were to have headlines between the Leaving Certs on the way, or there's a heat wave in Ireland, we'd probably be still leading with the heat wave, because that's still, it's still the biggest thing that's happening, and we want you to enjoy it. So thank you so much for joining me.
Absolutely.
Evelyn.
And I just, one last thing there, because you just mentioned about the phones, and I think that's a huge thing, is disconnect from the phones, because you will see all these headlines about the Leaving Cert, TikTok and all the apps, I suppose. There's so many videos for people. It's really hard for students. They'll see all these, you know, compared to everybody else, how they're studying and everything, and they'll see tips, they'll see predictions, all of that, and that adds to stress. So disconnecting from social media, and for the parents, feed them. Just feed them food and patience and kindness. That'll be my last word to those.
have the fridge stocked, have the cabinets, all of the snacks. Evelyn, thank you so much for joining us on our Radio's group chat this evening.
Brilliant. Thanks so much.